Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sunny. I'll take it. Sunny and cool at the moment. Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday at this time. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. I'm so happy that it is sunny, but I do wish it was about 2 to 3 degrees warmer.
Yeah, it's just slightly on the edge of, is this sweater weather? I mean, I know I'm going to wear shorts, but what do I need to do up on top? Yeah, no, I'm with you. But it will get warmer throughout the day, of course. We got a story about an insurance fraudster, schemer. What's going on here?
Yeah, there was a man sentenced this week, and it's been a long time coming because this man, John Thomas, he ran a business he lives in Gulf Breeze, and he ran a business called John Thomas Insurance. And a lot of people, you know, entrusted their insurance policies to him. And unfortunately, he was taking the premiums and just pocketing them. He did not ever file those things with the insurance company. Everything went along great. He was living a wonderful lifestyle until Hurricane Sally came along and everyone had a claim. And he had already spent the money and didn't have anything to give them. So the jig was up, as they say. So anyway, he was able, he was finally sentenced. He's going to go to jail for 14 years, and he has an $8.3 million fine. So I think a lot of people are really happy about that, but a lot of people still would like to see restitution for the policies that they did not have any coverage for. It was so, very bad.
So how did they not get insurance forms, cards, you know, from the, I mean,
yes, they did.
They did? And
yes, they did.
They were fake?
They were fraudulent.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, that's the
worst
thing.
Yes, they did.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, it is. And when they were trying, he kept delaying, you know, sending them their money. And they finally, one of them I spoke to several months ago and tried to call the insurance company. And they said, we can't talk to you. You have to speak to your agent. Unfortunately, they said, well, the agent won't speak to me. I can't give the agent's attention. And finally, after going through this several times, finally someone on the insurance company side said, well, we don't show a record of the policy. And that's when it was very obvious. That
oh, my God. I cannot imagine like that, and especially after an event, right? You're looking for, I'm kind of looking for the payout for the thing that you're covering me for, right? Who are you again? What?
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Golly.
Right.
Well.
So couldn't happen to a better person who deserved it, honestly.
Yeah.
So he will go to jail, to prison. Yes. He's only 52 years old, but he will be in jail for 14 years at least. That's what they say. But we do have another story about something good, and
yay,
that was Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Art.
Oh, I know. It was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. So nice. It always is fantastic. And just a great opportunity to go out and see some unbelievable creativity and art. And there's even quilting. You know, we're not talking about your grandma's quilt. We're talking about artistic quilts and beautiful sculptures. And
sounds like you're throwing shade at my grandma, honestly.
Well, specifically your grandma, too.
I gotcha.
I know your grandma.
Fine. Whatever. Can't argue. Oh, we did. I did an interview with Jennifer Day. She's the 2D art teacher for the Gulf Breeze High School about theirs, because I love the student art. That's my favorite part. Such good stuff. It really is. And the art teachers who work with the students are amazing. I mean, they're amazing. And she was, too.
Yes. And Susan Hoffman. Yes, they're great. They are absolutely great. And, of course, they were there, with their student art and all the ceramics and, I'm in awe. I wish I had talent, but I do appreciate people who have talent.
You've also got a story about a thing that I don't know what this is. What is 75 hard? He's a little bit afraid to ask.
Well, 75 hard, I just found out about it. And one of our writers, Cindy Reeves, she just went through it. So what you do is it's 75 days of very intense commitment to exercising twice a day, one time inside, one time outside, no alcohol. You have to stick to a diet with completely no cheat meals, no everything. You have to drink a gallon of water a day. You have to read like 10 pages of some kind of a motivational book. And if you cheat one time, you have to start over. You have to do it for 75 days. And if you cheat even one time, you have to start over at the beginning. So it's a very mental challenge for a lot of people. They really enjoy.
Which prison do they administer this at?
I know, it's all voluntary, right?
Oh,
but
sure it is.
The results, we have a lot of result pictures, and those people look shredded. They look fabulous. So not only did they diet, they exercised, but they were mentally fit, mentally strong. And, I'm kind of like, I'd like to start. I think I would start every day. I would have to start over every day.
I've exercised once. I've exercised twice. Dang it, I had some wine. Okay, starting over. Yeah, no, that's the that's the Andrew McKay diet is what that is. 75, fairly easy.
Right.
that would be my version. Well, you've got stories about sharing the road with bicyclists, about the Addams Family last weekend for PLT, and Spring Festival of Flowers this weekend. So, as always, all kinds of stuff going on Gulf Breeze, right?
Well, we've also got some splashes inside, too, so take a look at that. And, we're going to have another great issue coming up next week. So, everybody be sure and get your ads in, get your information in for the calendar, and we'll be happy to share it with everybody.
Fantastic. Lisa Newell is publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, keeping you informed about everything that's going on. Lisa, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, and I'll see you in a brief.
You bet. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
75 hard. Oh, my God.
75 very easy. That's where I'm at.